I want to say good morning to Ian Whelan. Hello, Ian.
Hi, good morning.
Are you well today?
I'm brilliant, and you, thank you.
I'm very good form, and I had the pleasure, for the first time in my whole life, of sitting in a souped-up Porsche the other night, the day in Monaghan, of all places.
Oh, very nice.
Did the circuit. Have you ever done that?
The rally school in Monaghan. Yeah, I was actually did it 2 weeks ago, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. I got it as a Christmas present from my girlfriend this year.
Gosh, well, she knows you well.
Yeah, exactly.
And how many of you went up?
It was myself and my brother went up and did it.
And did you? Who were you with, David, the guy who runs the place?
The tall guy.
Yeah, with the glasses.
You gas character, isn't he?
You know when he's saying in Europe, put the foot down. Don't hit the brake. Don't hit the brake. I kind of have to hit the brake, otherwise I'm going to die.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought as well.
And were you nervous, or did you just go for it?
At the start, obviously a bit nervous, but then afterwards, you get into the rhythm and you just start going sideways. You know yourself.
Did you get into the Ferrari?
No, unfortunately. I had a good look at it, though.
It's pretty spectacular looking, isn't it?
That's my favourite one, all right.
Why are you associated with Ferrari, which is why we're talking this morning? What happened?
Well, I was just after getting the opportunity to go and work there on a six-month internship over in Ferrari HQ over in Maranello in Italy.
How did that come about?
Well, last November, I'm doing a PhD here in UCD in mechanical engineering. I got an email from the School of Mechanical Materials Engineering saying that there was this opportunity that Ferrari were recruiting graduates out of college. So I decided that, after thinking about it for a while, I decided to apply. So that was at the start of November, and then kind of towards the end of November, I got an email back from them saying, we like your CV, we'd like you to do some online testing. So there were some fairly rigorous tests, lots of maths tests, science tests, a lot of English language tests as well, because the whole process had to be done in English.
Yeah.
And then after, I didn't hear anything until the start of February. So at the start of February, they said, we'd like to do a video conference with you, and we thought your test results were quite good and stuff. So I was like, okay. So after the video conference, they actually told me they were going to fly me over to Italy to do some interviews, which I'd obviously never thought I'd get to this stage. So then went over for the weekend over to the factory and did a lot of very rigorous interviews. And then at the end of the weekend, basically, he said he'd want to offer me the position of starting the six-month internship.
God, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And what does that mean then? What do you do over there?
What I'm doing at the moment is I'm doing a PhD in emissions from these new-age gasoline engines.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I think they're sort of struggling with these emissions. They want to improve their fuel economy and obviously decrease their emissions. So what I will be doing is I'll be working in the engine development department in the performance and emissions testing. So, lifelong dream. My job will hopefully be just testing Ferrari engines for the next 6 months.
And you're going to head over there on Saturday, is it?
Yeah, I'm flying over on Saturday, and I start Italian lessons first thing Monday morning. So I've got a week-long intensive Italian lesson course, and then from then on, I'll have maybe 1 or 2 hours a day of Italian lessons. But so the first week shouldn't be too technical, just a lot of language stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And for you, Ian, to go to the Ferrari production plant, is that like Charlie Bucket going to the chocolate factory?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was, yeah. So I actually went on holidays to Maranello in February last year.
Oh, good.
With my girlfriend as well, and we couldn't get access. You can't get access to this place. I was just there kind of walking along the gate, sticking my head in, trying to see what I could see. But it's fairly exclusive, so to speak, so you could not get in. So having the chance of actually being flown over by Ferrari to visit their factory and get a tour of the places that no one else gets to see was very special, I'd say.
Your dream has come true.
Basically, yeah, exactly.
But it came true from hard work, in fairness to you, it is come true. It's great stuff.
Thank you, definitely. So since, as my dad keeps telling me, ever since I was 2 or 3 years old, I've always into cars and Ferrari especially, and I've always wanted to do this, and just thankfully it's come true, I suppose, as you said.
And have you ever been to Formula One races and tracks and so on?
I've been to the one over in Silverstone in England, so hopefully I'll get to go to the Italian one this year.
Did you watch that program, that film Senna, the documentary film?
Oh, I thought it was brilliant, yeah.
Amazing, wasn't it?
Amazing, yeah, so good.
I only saw it recently, and I wouldn't be, a car guy, but I have to say I was very moved by that. I thought it was a spectacular film.
Yeah, it was very well done, yeah, didn't it?
So you're on the road.
Exactly, on the road, hopefully, and hopefully I get to stay over there after the 6 months and have a full-time job as well.
I have no doubt. You might as well keep with those Italian lessons. I suspect that they'll be coming in use for you for your future career. Ian, congratulations. Delighted for you. Well done.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Excellent work. Cheers. There's Ian Whelan heading over to his dream job. Imagine, dream job to Ferrari. That's very, very exciting. Good man.